各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
愿神的恩惠常常与大家同在。
May the Lord's comfort always be with you.
有一个弟兄一天早上他要去机场搭六点钟的飞机。
There was a brother. He would like to take the 6 a.m. flight.
太太就抱怨，每次你都买这么早的飞机，四点就要起床。
And his wife complained, that he always had to buy such an early flight.
为了省几十块钱呢，那个先生总是这样做。
And this husband would like to save some money, so he did that.
所以那天早上，这个太太送他上飞机先生心情已经不是很好了。
And when the wife dropped him off at the airport, and the husband did not feel very good.
搭飞机的时候那个空服员就说。回去 overbook 有没有人要放弃位置搭下一班飞机搭另外一班飞机
Yeah, and the staff member told the passengers the plane was overbooked. Does anyone would like to forsake this seat?
那个弟兄就自动的去搭就是放弃他那个位置
So this brother volunteered to give up his seat.
因为这个弟兄有经验了，知道有时候这样情况之下，甚至会让你有指挥的机会
Because this brother knew, there might be an opportunity to have a direct flight.
就跟空务员问一些问题
So this brother asked some question with the staff members.
想不到空务员也可能是那一天情绪特别不好，就不是很高兴
And unfortunately, the staff member did not have a good mood either.
他说：“你到底要不要做？”
And this staff member asked this brother,
你到底不要换啊?
Would you like to switch?
这样几次之后那个弟兄啊，火气就上来了。
And this brother felt very, very angry.
他心里想说，你也不想看，你可以看出来这是金卡会员呢，怎么这么不客气啊，讲话。
And this brother told her, or told him, I'm the Gold Card member, why won't you be polite?
我发觉到他们两个人就越讲越大声了。
And these two people, their arguments grew hotter and hotter.
那个弟兄实在是觉得很不好意思，怎么会变成这样子
？And this brother later felt embarrassed. How could this conversation be led into this situation?
后来他还是没有换成功他还是坐这个他后来去就是他 give up 然后去坐另外一架飞机
So he eventually gave up this flight and took the other flight.
或者到那个空服员把他画在那架飞机的最后的位置。
And the staff member of the airline booked him to the last row of the airplane.
那个地方才会知道，原来跟空服员生气不是一个好的 strategy。你不晓得他下次会给你画在什么位置。
And he realized it was not a good strategy to argue with the staff member of the airlines.
我们人有时候会生气。
And sometimes we feel angry.
有时候为了一些鸡毛蒜皮小事情不顺心我们就会发脾气。
And sometimes we feel angry with very minor matters.
我们今天早上来谈一谈怎么样面对愤怒。
And this morning, I would like to share about how to manage anger.
我们从圣经来谈三点呢。
There are three points from the Bible.
我们来谈谈到底生气是不是罪。
Let's talk about whether anger is sin.
那再谈一谈，其实生气不要犯罪。
And also, we have to talk about angry but do not sin.
我们再来谈一谈怎么样来面对，怎么样来处理我们这种生气的情绪。
And also, we would like to talk about how to face and deal with this angry situation.
到底生气是不是罪?
Is anger sin?
如果生气就直接定义它是罪，那么神也犯罪哦。
If anger is defined as sin, then God also sins.
我们来看《生命记》第九章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 9.
生命记第九章第七节。
Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 7.
生命记第九章第七节
Deuteronomy 9:7
第七节第八节
7 and 8
生命记九章七节八节
Deuteronomy 9:7 and 8
你当纪念不忘你们在旷野怎么样惹主你的神发怒自从你出埃及地到的那日直到你们来到这地方你们时常悖逆主第八节
Verse 8
你们在何烈山又惹主发怒他恼怒你们，要灭绝你们。这么提到神在以色列走旷野路的时候呢，发怒。
This passage talks about how the Lord kindle anger against the Israelites.
甚至生气到啊，想要灭绝以色列百姓。
And the Lord even would like to destroy the Israelites.
我们知道神是全善、全美、没有罪的神。
We know the Lord is all good and without sin.
那如果把定义、把生气定成是一种罪，那么神是不可能犯罪的。
And if sin is defined as anger defined as a sin, then the Lord cannot sin.
啊，但是我们看圣经啊，神的怒气啊，常常是一时之久，他的恩典啊，常常是一辈子的，就是永远长存的。
However, from the Bible, we know the Lord's anger only lasts for a while, but His mercy lasts forever.
我们看主耶稣也生气啊。
We know that the Lord Jesus also angry.
我们来看马可福音第三章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 3.
马可福音第三章的第五节
Mark 3:5
这里记载有一个孤干一只手的人呢来到会堂当中啊。
And this passage records a person with a very handicapped arm.
那有一个有一些人就在等着主耶稣会不会利用安息日给人治病。
And some people were waiting to see whether the Lord Jesus would like to heal this person.
因为他主耶稣如果在安息日劳动啊，就干患安息日啊，就要用石头打死他。
If Lord Jesus healed this person, and Lord Jesus would violate the Sabbath, and he would have been stoned to death.
后来主耶稣啊，他的慈爱的心发动，就叫这个人站在会众当中。
And then Lord Jesus' words was stirred up with compassion.
然后就问众人说：“你们觉得在安息日救命可以，还是害命可以啊？”
Then Lord Jesus asked them, "It is lawful to on Sabbath to do good or to evil, to save life or kill."
这样提醒他们，这些人还是默默不作声，硬着心呢要来看主耶稣会不会干犯安息日。
But these people kept silent and still hardened their hearts and watched Jesus.
第三章的第五节
，Chapter 3 verse 5.
耶稣怒目周围看他们，请读。
And verse 5, and the Lord Jesus had looked around at them with anger.
忧愁他们的心刚硬。
And being grieved by the hardness of
their hearts. 就对那人说，伸出手来，他把手一伸就复原了。
And he said to man, stretch out your hand, and stretch it out, and his hand was restored.
所以主耶稣啊，在这里就很生气，你们这些人怎么那么硬心？你们看，他一只手孤干不晓多久了，为什么你不让我现在来医治他呢？
And Lord Jesus rebuked them, you are very your hearts are hardened. Why don't you let me heal this person with a withered hand?
所以我们看到主耶稣这里有情绪性，不是情绪性，就是主耶稣也有他那个生气的时候了。
And also we can tell Lord Jesus also has a moment of anger.
我们知道主耶稣没有犯罪啊。
We know Lord Jesus does not sin.
因为他如果犯了罪，就不可能为你我罪人被钉在十字架上面。
If he had sinned, and he would not have a nail on the cross for you and me.
所以神跟耶稣这种生气啊，我们用一种宗教的话叫做易怒对的生气。
And this kind of anger we would like to define as a righteous anger.
有时候没有这种易怒啊，没有，就是该生气的时候不生气，反而是我们的错。
And if we do not angry at this matter, it's our fault.
摩西啊，上山去取华板，跟神在山上40昼夜。
And Moses went up to mountain for 40 days and nights to take the tablets.
那时候打雷啊，那时候那个地大震动啊，那时候山有烟啊。
And with the thunderings and the earth shaken and with the smoke on the mountain.
所以百姓一看这个摩西上去可能被雷打死了，怎么这么久不下来呢？
And the Israelites was speculating that Moses was dead.
然后就跟亚伦说，亚伦来做一个耶和华神啊，做一个那个神啊的像啊，来带领我们呢。
And the Israelites asked Aaron to make a golden image.
结果呢，哇，摩西下山很生气啊，怎么百姓在唱歌跳舞拜金牛犊？
And Moses came down the mountain and became very angry because all the Israelites were worshipping the golden image.
一些百姓啊，所以摩西啊就把滑板啊摔碎了，把金牛犊烧了，烧成灰撒在河里面啊，生气到叫百姓啊把那个河里面的金牛犊的灰把它喝掉。
And Moses cast down the tablets and also burned the golden calf into ashes and throw into the river and asked the Israelites to drink this ash water.
跟亚伦讲，为什么这个事情会发生呢？
And Moses asked Aaron, why would this happen?
亚伦说，哎呀，你不要生气了哦。
And Aaron tried to pacify him, please do not be angry.
哎呀，不晓得为什么，就是百姓说要一个神啊，那我把金子丢下去，你去牛犊就出来了，我怎么知道呢？
And these Israelites would like to ask God, and when I threw down all these goats, and it became a golden calf.
亚伦该生气啊，他反而纵容他们犯罪 啊，没有生气啊。
And Aaron should have been angry, but he let the Israelites do whatever they wanted.
摩西说：“哎，那个站在神这边的到我这边来啊！”哦。
So Moses asked them, "If you are with the Lord, come to my side."
很多利未人就站在他旁边去了。
So all the Levites came beside him.
说：“你们现在腰间佩刀啊，去杀那些拜金牛犊的人呢、啊？”
So take up your swords and to kill all these worshippers of the golden calf.
到你的弟兄家里面，到你的亲戚家里面，只要拜金牛犊的，把他杀了。
And go to your brother's house and kill them who worshipped a golden calf.
这样才止息了神的愤怒啊。
And then it stopped the anger of the Lord.
所以有时候该生气没有生气，反而是不对呢。
So when the time we should be angry and we are not, it's our fault.
你看那个啊，圣经上啊，这个以色列百姓啊，走旷野路啊，来到这个啊石亭这个地方。
When the Israelites went on the wilderness to the place of Shittim.
那么摩押人呢、啊，他就引诱以色列百姓啊来拜巴利昆尔啊啊，拜的方法就是用淫乱的方法来拜这个偶像。
And the Moabites lured the Israelites to worship their idol god Baal Peor.
神就生气了。
And the Lord was mad.、
啊、这么辛苦的带领你们旷野路，每天四玛纳给你们吃，用银柱火柱热领你们到这里，你看到这个摩押女子啊。可能是城市姑娘啊，白白长得白白细细的，这个以色列百姓呢，走旷野路走了40年，都黑黑小小的，哎，所以就换奸淫拜偶像。
And when the Israelites went to the Moabites' place, they were attracted by this good-looking Moabite women, and the Lord was mad at them.
后来这一场这个神的愤怒啊，有瘟疫啊。这场瘟疫是怎么止息的呢
and also the Lord inflicted a plague. How will this plague be stopped?
啊，当大家都在忧伤，这么多人死在瘟疫当中死掉的时候呢，还有一个以色列的这个长官呢、啊，带着一个摩押女子 去换淫乱的事情啊。
When all the Israelites were mourning about this plague, one of the rulers of the Israelites brought a Moabite woman.And ready to commit fornication.
那个腓尼哈当时的祭司啊，就拿着枪跟随着他们呢。
And the priest Phinehas followed them.
当他们正在作恶的时候
，And when they commit adultery,
腓尼哈一枪下去啊
，And Phinehas pierced them.
啊，把两个男女呢一起钉在地上啊。
And he pierced both men and women on the ground.
啊，因为有这样的异心啊，所以神就把瘟疫止住了。
And the Lord stopped the plague because of this righteous heart.
后来的人也纪念这件事情啊。
And all the people also commemorated this.
你看诗篇106篇的30节。
Let's turn to Psalm 106.
诗篇106篇30节。
Let's turn to Psalm 106, verse 30.
30节，31节。
30 and 31.
诗篇106篇30节，31节。
Psalm 106, 30 and 31.
那时腓尼哈站起，行华恶人，瘟疫这才止息。31节。
31.
这就算他为义，世世代代直到永远。后来神说，腓尼哈，他们以后要永远，他们的后代永远当祭司。
And the Lord commanded, Phinehas will be priest forever.
因为他有异心呢、有义怒止息这个瘟疫、
Because Phinehas had a righteous heart and anger to stop the plague.
所以我们再回来问这个问题。
So now we back to this question.
生气是罪吗
？Is anger sin？
其实不一定了哈。
Not really.
有时候反而不生气，反而神会生气。
If we do not angry, the Lord might be angry.
那在什么样情况之下，生气不算为罪呢？
Under what are circumstances, our sin, our anger is not sin.
我想可以用三点来定义、
There are 3 points.
第一个就是你是按照真理的原则在生气。
If you're angry according to the truth.
不是个人情绪性的发作。
It's not only through your personal emotion.
第二点就是这种生气是一种 controllable manner. 它是一个你可以可以控制的一个场景，不是那种随性的、你知道你在做什么，是一个可以控制的一种情形。
And also the number two is your anger is controllable, not capricious.、
你看那个主耶稣在生气的时候、
When Lord Jesus was angry,
他把那个在圣殿里面做买卖的那个兑换银子的银钱推倒，把鸽子的笼子统统把它推倒，桌子推倒。
When Lord Jesus was at the temple, he threw down all these money changers and the merchants at the temple.
他没有那个打人呐，也没有对人，就是把那个东西做一个做一个就是做一个动作。
And he did only action to those objects, not attack person.
你再看圣经上讲哦，主耶稣他边用绳子边做鞭子。
And Lord Jesus used a whip.
用绳子做鞭子，就是说用那个灯芯草用草做鞭子慢慢鞭然后再来赶牛打牛
Oh, Lord Jesus used hyssops and to make a rope, a whip.
你知道那个做鞭子这个动作，就告诉我们主耶稣那个时候不是暴怒，不是没有办法控制情绪的生气他是慢慢的在那边鞭哦。如果说你真的暴怒你根本不管什么东西拿起来就 K 人
And Lord Jesus made this whip, little by little by weaving.That indicates Lord Jesus was not in anger.
那第三点就是这种生气没有含着恨在里面。
And also this wrath does not have
个人的恨在里面哦。
Any personal hatred.
因为圣经上讲，还恨他弟兄的，就是杀人的；还杀人的，就没有永生在他里面。
According to the scripture, whoever hates his brother is murdering his brother and has no eternal life.
所以，如果我们按照真理的原则，又能够控制这个场景。又没有个人情绪性的恨，我想这样的生气应该不是罪。
So if we angry by the truth without any personal too much personal emotion and also it's controllable, anger is not sin.
可是我们常常生活上的生气都不是这样子的。
However, in our daily life, our angry is not like this.
所以我们来谈第二点be angry but do not sin. 可以生气但是不要犯罪。
So number two, we have be angry but sin not.
我们来看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
四章二十三节。
4:23.
请你读。
Ephesians
4:23. 26节。
26.
以弗所书四章二十六节。
Ephesians 4:26. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath.
这个英文讲的很好，他说 be angry 就是说圣经上没有反对你生气，就是它是一个。告诉你，它是一个必，它是一个常态，它是个有可能发生的人的一个情绪性的一个反应。
And here, this be angry is tells us about it's normal, it's expected.
所以生气就是一个 symptom， 就好像你发烧它是一个 symptom。你那个你感冒自然你感冒造成发烧，你身体不舒服会造成发烧，所以生气本身是一个 symptom， 像发烧一样。它是一个现象的。
And we can compare our anger as a symptom in our sickness.
其实更重要的是生气里面的内涵，那个是什么东西更重要的。
And also, we'd like to know what triggers our anger.
所以，但是因为生气很容易造成犯罪。
However, anger always causes sin.
尤其是我们一般的生活当中，我们真的很少，我们的生气很少是易怒常常是个人情绪性的生气。
Especially our anger is most from our personal emotion, not righteous anger.
所以特别提醒我们，你生气是一个现象，但是你要记得生气却不可以犯罪。
We should understand our anger is a symptom, but we should not sin.
生气不要让它太久，所以不要到日落不可含怒到日落。
And we should not let our wrath go down on sunset.
所以圣经讲，人的怒气不能成就神的义。
And our anger should not work God's righteousness.
我们看雅各书的第一章二十节。
Let's turn to Book of James chapter 1 verse 20.
雅各书一章二十节。
James 1:20.
一章二十节。
James 1:20.
因为人的怒气并不能成就神的义，请读。
Verse 20, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God.
这是我们个人性的生气了。
It's our personal wrath.
这个没有办法成就神的义就是神以为对的事情，我们常常去换了神以为对的事情
And usually we do this, we do not work the righteousness of God.
所以不能够讨神的喜欢。
And it's not pleasing to God.
你看那个该隐他的祭物没有被接受的时候。
And Cain's offering was not accepted.
然后他就变了脸色，就大大的生气。
And his face fell.
那神就提醒他，你为什么要变脸色？你为什么要生气呢？
And the Lord asked him, why are you angry?
他说你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳吗？
If you offer good sacrifice, weren't they accepted?
你若行得好，如果你的行为是好的，
If you have good deeds,
你怎么会 不蒙悦纳呢？
Why are you not be accepted?
那后来圣经讲一句 非常值得我们思考的话，他说呢，罪就伏在门前，他必恋慕你，你要制服他了。
And here the Bible says, the sin lies at your door, and he desires for you, but you should control it.
当我们有个人生气的时候，你要记得那个罪就在你门口在等你。
When we have our personal wrath, sin is waiting at the door.
你只要跑出去哦，罪就把你抓住了啦。
When we go out, the sin will catch us.
他一直在那边等着你，他在恋慕你。
And sin is waiting and desiring for us.
但是呢 ，you shall control anger before anger control you. 哦，你要制服他，你要制服生气，在生气制服你之前哦。
So before sin control us, anger control us, we should control it first.
所以神提醒我们，你不要出去啦，你要控制你自己哦。你如果不控制你自己的话，你一出去就被他制服了。所以你要制服生气先啦哦。
So the Lord admonished us, do not go out first. We should control it first.
所以我每次生气的时候都要记得不要出门呢。
So remember when we are angry, do not go out.
意思就是说你不要有动作了。
That means you, do not do anything.
你那时候一定要有一点控制自己。
We should perform some control.
或者一出去啊，一个动作啊，你常常就被那个你的生气给你抓住了，你就逃不掉了哦。
And our deeds or action will also cause sin.
所以你看，该隐一出去啊，本来是跟兄弟一讲话，讲起来就打起来，打起来就杀了人了。
So when Cain went out to the field, he talked to his brother, but eventually he killed his brother.
所以他就被罪抓住了。
So he was captured by sin.
所以我们的生气啊，常常是不能成就神的意的。人的生气不能成就神的意。
So the wrath of man works not the righteousness of God.
所以如果是人的生气啊，圣经上是告诉我们一定要把它除掉哦。
So according to the scripture, we should try to remove this anger.
我们看以弗所书四章三十一节。
Let's turn to Ephesians 4:31.
以弗所书四章三十一节。
Ephesians 4:31.
四章三十一节。
4:31.
这里所描写的情绪啊，都跟生气有关系的。
And those emotions are related to anger.
我们看三十一节。
31.
一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、喧嚷、毁谤，并一切恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉。我们仔细看这些情绪哦。
Let's look carefully about these emotions.
为什么人有苦毒的心呢
？Why do we have bitterness?
气到不得了，一直记在里面哦，就变成毒素在里面了。
And when we have a very long-term anger, this would become poisonous.
那你就会很恼怒啊，恨不得啊，就杀那个人啊，很恼怒哦。
We would become very, very, very mad. Would like to kill that person.
那也会愤怒，这边又谈到愤怒，第四个谈到喧嚷。你那个一生气起来啊，你讲话就越来越大声啊。
And here it talks about clamor. When we are angry, we would talk louder and louder.
啊，讲到那个人呢，你就会诽谤他，即使他没有那么坏，你会越描越黑啊啊，因为你气很多啊，就开始诽谤了。
If we hate that person, we would like to slander that person because of anger.
那有一切的阴毒哦，你会想办法阴毒恶毒啊，啊，想办法那个气太多了，你想办法用各种方法来伤害他。
And because of this anger, we would like to hurt this person with all kinds of measures.
所以圣经上讲说，这些东西呢，都要从你们当中除掉。
And according to the Bible, we should put away this emotion.
其实那个源头就是那个气愤啊，或生气啊。
And the source of this is anger.
我们再看哥罗西书三章第八节。
Let's turn to Colossians 3:8.
哥罗西书三章第八节。
Colossians 3:8.
三章八节。
3:8.
但现在你们要去解这一切事，以及恼怒、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤，并口中污秽的言语。这里跟刚那一节很多情绪都从生气出来了。这里情绪的表现还加上什么呢？加上口中污秽的言语，除了毁谤以外哦。
And this verse also adds filthy language out of our mouth.
我们一生气有时候脏话都骂出来了。
And we sometimes speak foul language when we are angry.
所以这个告诉我们呢，那个其实都是从气开始的。
And we know this all from our anger.
所以 be angry 就是 生气有时候很难免啊，但是要记得啊，要赶快拿掉，不要让它日落，要不然就会产生这种阴毒啦、骂人啦、越讲越大声啦。
And we know it's inevitable to be angry, but we also have to try to manage to remove it. Otherwise, there will be malice and bitterness and clamor.
有些网络上的文章说，你这常常生气啊，气太多啊，里面啊产生毒素啊，就致癌啊，不晓得真的还假的。
And according for some articles, they claim if we have anger inside ourselves, they eventually can cause cancer.
是吧？就最近看了一个社会新闻。
And recently, I read a news.
你知道在古代没有 DNA 的鉴定吗？
And in the ancient, there was no DNA test.
所以有时候常常会误会一些好人，把他误会成坏人。
Sometimes we would misjudge a good person with the culprits.
在美国的中西部啊，有一个白人被被一个美国裔的黑人啊强暴了。
In the Midwest of the United States, there was a Caucasian. She was defiled by an African-American.
当时的方法就是找一群黑人，包括这个怀疑者哈，放在一个房间里面呢、啊。那有一个你可以看到，你那个受害者可以去指出来哪一个啊是欺负你的人呢、啊？
And all the suspects were placed in one room, and the victim would like to pinpoint which one is the Is the culprit.
那个白人妇女就指出说，就是他欺负我，这样子就指出一个人哦。
And this white woman pinpoints, that's the person.
结果那个人被关了大概20年哦。
And that person was in jail for 10 to 20 years.
那后来因为有 DNA 的这种技术出来了，他们才知道说，其实他们是抓错人了。
And after the DNA test came out, they realized they caught the wrong person.
那报纸讲说，这个妇人就觉得说啊。怎么办呢？这个年轻人哦，那个大好青春就被我一句话埋没在整个监狱里面了。
And this white woman regretted that this young man, this black young man, was in jail for decades.
所以他就记得哦，那这个出狱那一天，他一定要过去哦，拜托他原谅我，我实在是真的很对不起你，我可以怎么样赔偿你哦？他就有那个心呐、啊，要去求这个美国的非洲裔的人呐、啊、来原谅他。
And this woman determined to apologize to this Afro-American young man after this young man came out of the jail.
想不到他去跟他道歉的时候
When she went to apologize to him.
那个黑人呢、啊、他说给他一个拥抱跟他讲说你不用难过我早就原谅你了。
And this Afro-American man hugged him and told her, I already forgave you.
如果我不原谅你我没有办法继续过我的生活跟生命我没有办法继续过下去的。
If I had not forgiven you, I would have not lived for these years.
这句话是真的。我读到这个报纸，我觉得这句话是真的。当我们呢，那个气啊，一直的放在我们心里面的时候呢，我们跟着恨一起过下去，我们的生活本身是很难过的。
If we live our life with our anger and hatred, our life would be very painful.
所以我们生气啊，我们生气啊，但是不要久了不要犯罪了。
So our anger should not last too long, and we should not sin.
更重要的是，我们常常要提醒自己不要惹别人的生气。
Also, we have to remind ourselves to not provoke others to anger.
我们来看箴言三十二十章的第二节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 20, verse 2.
箴言二十章的第二节。
Proverbs 22.
二十章第二节。
Proverbs 22.
箴言二十章第二节。
Proverbs 22.
王的威吓。如同狮子吼叫，惹动他怒的是自害己命。二十章第二节，请读。
Verse 2, the wrath of a king is like the roaring of a lion. Whoever provokes him to anger sins against his own life.
这个生气很容易犯罪啊。那我们不要惹别人生气，让别人来犯罪。
Sin always, anger always causes sin, and we have to be careful not to provoke others to anger.
那我们中国话说这个。抓嫌抓好不可以抓、哦、不讲了就是我们不要惹到那个很难欺负的人、啊、
And there's a proverb in Taiwan We should not provoke those tough people
你不小心惹到那个像王一样的像狮子一样的、哦、那最后自己、啊会受亏损、啊、
And we might destroy ourselves If we really provoke those like person with authority and like a lion.
圣经上也提醒我们呢，不要惹儿女的生气啊，不要惹儿女的愤怒啊。
And the scriptures also reminds us not to provoke our children to anger.
有时候我们做母亲的，有时候常常拿自己的儿女跟别的孩子做比较。
Sometimes we as a parents always compare our children to other children.
为什么人家孩子那个拿 A， 那你拿 B 呢？
Why do others got A but you only got B?
为什么人家上那个名校啊，你上这个这样的学校呢？
Why do others go to a very famous school but you are not?
啊，这个时候有时候没有按照他的需要来鼓励他，也很容易惹我们孩子的气。
We provoke our children to anger because we do not encourage them according to their needs.
啊，我们也不要惹我们配偶啊，常常惹他们生气。
And we have to be careful not to provoke our spouses to anger.
其实我们结婚久了，最知道怎么样去 push 那个 button， 最知道怎么样去按那个钮。
And for we've been married for a long time, we know how to push the button.
其实我们都知道他怎么样就会生气啊。
And we know how to make the other part angry.
不小心我们就说出去了。
And sometimes we would slip our words.
所以我们呢，这些就是要特别来避免哦。
So we have to be careful to avoid.
那再来我们来谈一谈呢，如果我们真的生气的时候，要怎么样来处理这些、面对这些愤怒
？And now we'll like talk about how to deal with this anger when we face it.
一般我们基督徒啊，觉得生气是罪啊。
As Christians, we believe anger is sin.
我们不喜欢犯罪啊。
And we do not like to sin.
所以一生气的时候，我们就尽量把那个生气一直用压抑的方法，一直压、一直压、一直压这样子。
And when we feel angry, we'll always suppress it.
那不喜欢让人家知道我生气啊。
So other people will not like to know, will not know it.
其实不承认自己生气，用压抑也不见得是最好的方法。
And it's not very wise to suppress our anger.
尤其是长久的压抑啊。
Especially for the long-term suppression.
这好像那个吹气球，那个气球，你那个气一直积，一直积，一直积哦，积到最后，啪一声啊，可能就会爆炸哦。
Just like we blow a balloon, we keep blowing, and eventually this balloon will pop out.
就好像你那个蛀牙哦，你那个脏东西啊，一直积，一直积，一直积，到最后你牙齿连那么硬的牙齿都蛀掉了。
And or like our teeth, if we keep this very bad plagues, eventually our teeth will rot.
或者是像那个生气啊，像垃圾啊，你垃圾一直往你们家一直堆，一直堆，一直堆，到最后你整个人会臭得要命，真的。
Or like collecting garbage into our house, eventually our house will become very foul.
虽然你不承认自己生气，但是人家看到你就觉得，我就想问一个问题，我到底欠你多少钱？
Even you do not admit you are angry, but people would like to ask you, how much do I owe you?
因为不知不觉的，因为气太多了，你的脸变得很臭，就好像垃圾很多很臭一样。
Because of much anger, our face would like to be very, very painful.
那个生气是压，压到最后，如果你这个有高血压，你会知道你高血压会越来越升高哦。
With a long term of anger, we might get hypertension.
你一直压，压到最后，说不定会 depress 哦。
And even we might get depression.
心跳会加快啊，说不定还会冒汗，倒冷汗。
And sometimes we might have very fast heartbeats and with cold sweat.
所以我们基督徒常常是用压抑、不否认的方法来面对生气的问题。
And so sometimes we deal with anger with suppression and denial.
一直跟人家讲我没有生气，我没有生气，但是为什么你没有生气常常胃痛呢？为什么会这样子呢
？We keep claiming I'm not angry, but sometimes we suffer a stomachache.
有时候火热生气跑出去，然后自哀自怜，然后觉得自己有什么不对。其实这都不是最正确的方法。长期的压抑不是正确的方法。
And long-term depression is not wise.
实际上，的确有谈到说，你生气的时候要暂时压一下，但是最后呢，你还是要让它出去哦。那个就好像你要提供一个管道啊，让你的气消出去，不是一直用压的、用积的那个方法哦。但是也不可以一下就让它爆出去啊，这样子很容易造成很大的伤害力。
According to the scripture, when we are angry, we have to suppress it for a while, but we don't keep it for long.
所以实际上讲没有讲说不要生气，不可能的。他是说 be angry， 没有讲不要生气，他是说要慢慢生气。
And the scripture reminds us, anger slowly.
就是你慢慢的要把那个气啊，慢慢的你要让它消出去哦。
And we should release our anger slowly.
我们来看几节经文来给我们做一些有关处理生气的提醒。
Let's set some scripture references.
我们看箴言二十九章十一节。
Let's turn to Proverbs 29, verse 11.
箴言二十九章十一节。
Proverbs 29:11.
箴言二十九章十一节。
Proverbs 29:11.
愚妄人怒气全发，智慧人忍气含怒。请读。
Verse 11. A fool vents all his feelings, but the wise man holds them back.
啊，这一节提醒我们，那个怒气啊，你也不可以一下就爆炸掉了哦。
So this reminds us we don't vent our feelings right away.
因为你一下爆炸掉，有时候造成很大的伤害性。
Because that may cause some hurt and harms.
那所以要忍一下、哦、要忍一下。
Sometimes we have to hold it.
但是不是一直压了、哦、
But it's not for suppress for a long time.
我们来看箴言十四章二十九节。
Let's turn to Proverbs 14:29.
十四章二十九节。
Proverbs 14:29.
二十九节。
14:29.
不轻易发怒的大有聪明，性情暴躁的大显愚妄。同样的经文哦，不要轻易的发怒哦。
And here, indicates he who is slow to wrath.
啊，我们再看箴言十六章的十二三十二节。
Let's turn to Proverbs 16:32.
十六章三十二节。
Proverbs 16:32.
啊，同样的经文哦。
The same scripture.
不轻易发怒的胜过勇士，制服己心的强如取城。请读。
Verse 32, he who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who takes the city.
你看那个英文讲 slow to anger,、哦、你那个 angry,、哦、你要 slowly,、哦、把那个气、啊、把它、release 掉、哦、slow to anger.
And this,
不轻易发怒就是慢慢的生气了。
And this verse reminds us to be angry, but do it slowly.
所以、所以就是两个原则了哈，从这样不要暴怒啊、哦，情绪性的暴怒啊，也不要呢啊一直积压，要慢慢的让它出去。
And here we also have to be, we have to be careful. We have to don't have this fury. Also, we do not want to suppress it.
最近呢、啊，在不晓得大家记不记得，在前一段时间在，在阿拉巴马有一个。有一个人呢、啊，拿着枪到处乱扫射。
There used to be a man in Alabama. He would always to shoot with a gun.
他这个人本来是他enroll哈、哦、到这个美国的海军陆战队。
He used to be enrolled with a Marine.
可是受训到一半被人家退训。
But he was dropped out after in the middle.、
哦、他其实已经很生气，他就一直压。平常不喜欢跟人家讲话，很沉默的一个人。
He was a quiet person.
那后来他又去报名这个警察。
Also, he was enrolled to a police academy.
后来不晓得为什么到一半又被人家退学。
And he was let go in the middle of his career.
啊、哦，他也是都不跟人家讲话，一直压一直压那个气。
And he spread his anger and he became very quiet.
啊，每天呢、哦，他唯一的嗜好就是、哦、拿他那个枪啊，不同的枪啊，练在他们后院练习打靶。每天就在那边打靶。
And his only hobby was to shoot the tree stumps in the backyard.
有一天啊，他那个气真的受不了了哦，已经积压很久了。
And one day he could not hold it anymore.
他枪拿着、啊，先到隔壁把自己的祖母啊，把他们杀了。
And he took the gun and murdered his grandmother.
再 drive a little distance 到他爸爸妈妈的家，把他爸妈也杀了。
And he drove to his parents' house and murdered his parents.
后来那个气没办法控制啊，他车子开着，边开边秀，看到人就秀啊，然后看到没有人也秀啊，就到处啊，把那个好几发的子弹就是沿街这样一直扫射。
And he drove his car while shooting at anyone.
那后来就因为他后来在一个工厂做事，就躲到在那个罐头工厂里面去了，跟警察就对视起来了。
And later he hid himself in the factory.
最后他就被警察打死了。
And he had a standoff with the police and also was shot by the police.
提醒我们呢，就是不要用压抑啊，要慢慢的哈、哦，你要有一个管道让他出来哈、哦。
And here reminds us we should not suppress our anger. We should channel our anger.
到底用什么管道慢慢的生气呢
？So what's the channel to release our anger?
我们从古圣徒啊来学习哦。
As learn from the ancient saints.
那主耶稣有一次在传福音呢、啊，在约翰福音第八章的时候。
In John chapter 8,
那有人呢、啊、就带一个患癫的妇女啊来主耶稣这里啊。
And some people brought adulterous woman before Jesus.
本来主耶稣也讲道讲得好好的，干嘛就来找茬？我在想，如果我是主耶稣，我一定很生气啊。
And the Lord was teaching the other people, but this adulterous woman was brought before him.
因为他们还来问他一个问题，说该不该用石头把他打死。
And these people also asked Lord Jesus a question, should we stone this woman to death?
他们知道他们在罗马法下面是没有权利做审判打死人的。
And these people understood they were not able to stone the people.
但是照摩西律法就是要那样做。
But they should do it under the Mosaic law.
主耶稣好像被两支刀啊架在脖子，不能转左也不能转右啊。
Lord Jesus was like between the two swords and he couldn't turn his head.
那怎么办呢？
What could he do?
圣经上讲他就蹲下来啊。
So he stooped down.
在地上画字啊。
So he used his finger to draw on the ground.
我常常想哦，主耶稣，我自己想的哦，主耶稣在那画字啊。我在想就是用那个方法把他的气统统发出去啊。这坏人啊。为什么来找茬、啊、为什么就是夜花字我自己想就是把那个气、哦、统统发出去了啦。
And personally I believe Lord Jesus drawing on the ground in order to release his anger、
哦我这个、所以、啊、我们生气的时候你一定要找一个方法让自己安静下来、哦、然后呢慢慢的把那个气、哦、也许借着洗衣服、啊、不用洗衣机、哦、一直洗你这个坏蛋你这个 坏人一直打这个衣服啊，打完了你气就消了、哎、
So we have to learn to release our anger. For example, doing some chores like doing the laundry.
拖地啊，拖抹布啊，抹地啊。
Or by doing mopping the floor.、
哎、我在想你这样的时候，你那个精力啊，你那个气啊，就是这样子慢慢的就 release 了，像主耶稣在地上画地一样了。
And by doing that, just like Lord Jesus, we release our anger.
你可以也可以这个时候啊 ，calm down 哦，自己静一静哦，不要马上就去对付处理问题啊。
So we can calm down instead of dealing with the question right away.
所以我们刚提到说，你生气的时候不要马上采取 action， 不要有行动哦。
So we mentioned we do not take action when we are angry.
我以前听到一个弟兄姐妹在分享。
And once I listened about the sharing of brothers and sisters. 他们
吵架的时候呢，先生总是会去盖棉被啊，不说话。
When the husband and wife had the arguments, the husband always covered himself with blanket.
太太就说：“这个架一定要吵完啊、哦，把他那个棉被掀开，把他踢下床继续吵。”
And the wife insists to finish this argument by covering her husband.
其实我觉得先生是对的、哦、你那个生气的时候，暂时不要出门、哦、不要有 action， 因为罪必恋慕你，你要制服生气先啊，让 before angry control you、哦、在生气制服你之前，你要先制服他。你那个时候先不要动，慢慢的用什么方法把那个东西啊，把它抒发出去。
And when we are angry, we should release. We should keep quiet and then release our anger slowly.
我看那个大卫也懂，很懂得怎么样把生气啊抒发出去、啊。
And also, we understand how David managed his anger.
我们来看啊，撒母耳记下的第三章。
Let's turn to Second Samuel chapter 3.
撒母耳记下第三章。
Second Samuel chapter 3.
撒母耳记下第三章
Second Samuel chapter 3
28节
Verse 28
我们知道大卫圣经上常常讲他是合神心意的人、啊、
We know David is a man after God's heart
但是他讲了一些话让我觉得、哎、他怎么可以讲这种话呢
But sometimes I wonder how he could say something like this
因为这个时候呢他本来要跟、这个亚尼尔、啊、就是、扫罗的大将军、啊、他们那边和好了但是想不到那个他的大将军呢，怕这个亚尼尔啊抢那个大将军的位置啊，这个约押、啊、就把他给杀了哦，暗中把这个用诡计啊，把那个亚尼尔杀了，让他在和好的过程当中产生很大的困难。
David would like to recruit Abner for his general, but Joab murdered Abner.
那时候大卫真的很生气啊，他怎么处理这个生气的问题呢
？And King David was mad. How did he deal with the problem?
28节
Verse 28.
啊，前面谈到这个约押这个假装要跟亚尼尔说机密的话，就在那里刺透亚尼尔的肚子啊。这个是27节所讲的。
And verse 27, Joab pretend to talk to Abner, but he murdered Abner.
28节
Verse 28.
大卫听见了，就说：“亚尼尔的儿子，尼尔的儿子亚尼尔的血，这罪在主面前必不不永不归我和我的国。”二十九节。
Verse 29.
愿流他血的罪归到约押头上和他父亲父的全家，又愿约押家不断有犯漏症的、长大麻风的、架拐而行的、被刀杀死的、缺乏饮食的。这个大卫一直骂人呢、啊。
And David kept cursing.
有时候你很难想象合神心意的人也会这样骂人呢、
啊。It's hard to imagine a person after God's heart would curse like this.
那我请问一个问题、啊。
Let me ask a question.
他骂人的时候，约押有没有听见？
Did Joab hear David's curse?
应该是没有啊。
Joab was not around.
暗中的骂人呢、啊。
David did it in private.
二十八节，因为大卫听见这话，就暗中哦，把那个负面的情绪哦，通通把它抒发出去啊。
According to verse 28, David released his anger, this negative emotion, in private.
所以有时候你与其哦去 confront 哦，与其去跟对方这样子confront， 就是与其跟对方吵哦，你不如哦在暗中哦把你想要讲的通通讲都没有关系啦哦。
So it's better for us to release in private rather than confronting that person.
因为啊，你一 confront 啊，你要伤害更多的人，也听到的人也都不会得到造就的。
And this kind of confrontation would not edify anyone, also hurt people.
那所以我在想，那个暗中啊，你把你那个负面的情绪啊，把它写出来，把它讲出来，都是可以的啦。
So it's okay for us to release this emotion in private.
最近呢，有人在拍卖那个林肯总统的一张信哦，他那一张信呢是在，说出啊，他一个大将军呐、啊，叫做 General Meade， 是不是
George Meade？
George Meade 哦，他写一封信给那个 George Meade， 因为本来那个 George Meade 跟那个 General Lee 啊，南北战争在打仗的时候呢，那个 George Meade 有一个好的机会啊，可以一下子啊，让这个前国啊，没有战争啊，他可以战胜蓝军的 General Lee 啊。
There used to be a letter written by Abraham Lincoln auctioned. This letter was about from Abraham Lincoln writing to George Meade, his general. George Meade missed out an opportunity to seize the war.
因为当时下大雨哦，密西比啊那个河水暴涨，那个李将军没有机会退军呢、啊。啊，那个时候呢，林肯总统就下命，赶快就趁这个机会呢，就可以赢这个战争，因为他没有退路了。
And that was the situation when the Mississippi River flooded and General Lee was not able to retreat. That was a good opportunity for the Northern Army to pursue after General Lee.
但是这个将军呢，就是不听总统的话，那个时候没有趁机会把 General Lee 打下来。
But General Meade did not take this opportunity to defeat General Lee.
那林肯是气得要命啊。
And Abraham Lincoln was very mad.
所以就比起来，拿起笔拿起就开始写啊。你看那个信在网络上都看得到。
So Abraham Lincoln started to write this letter.
当然有一些很负面的话，但是又很礼貌的把负面的话通通写出来啊。
And Abraham addressed this very negative feeling with polite words.
但是你猜这封信有没有寄出去？
Would you like to guess whether this letter was mailed?
因为没有寄出去啊，所以那个价值就很高。你看他一个人生气哦，可以暗中把它抒发起来，但是呢，又没有造成对方的一个很大的伤害。所以这个就是他那种怎么样处理怒气的方法，值得我们来学习。
And this is a very good example for us to learn how to deal with our anger.
你要暗中呢，你可以把你的情绪抒发掉哦。
So we should learn how to release our anger in private.
所以有时候跟孩子讲，如果你生气的时候气一个人呢、啊，你要拿一张卫生纸啊，拿一张红颜色的笔啊，把他的坏话通通写下来，没有关系的。
So I advise my children, it's okay with a tissue paper and the red pen to write down all the bad deeds of the person you're angry with.
写完就把它扔到 toilet 里面去就好了。
And after you're done, throw it into the toilet.
你这个也是一种慢慢生气的方法。
And this is a way of to anger slowly.
其实啊，我们在生气的时候也可以用祷告的方法，把我们负面的情绪跟神讲啊。
And also through prayer, we should release our anger to our Lord.
你看约拿生气的时候啊
，For example, like Jonah.
神问他说：“你这样生气合理吗
？”Are you justified to be angry？
约拿怎么说的？怎么跟神说的
？How did Jonah reply？
我这样生气以至于死，通通是合理的。
I'm angry to death, and this is justifiable.
其实他一点都不合理，但是他这样生气，神还是很那种很温柔的、很细心的，一直在启发他哦。所以他是跟神对话当中，他也生气的。
So Jonah was angry even he talked to God, but God tried to be patient with him.
所以我们有生气的时候，有时候你在人面前生气哦，有时候你会造成很大的不必要的。自己、别人、团体的伤害，有时候你在神面前呢，神让你就是给你机会，你这样可以抒发啊。到最后，神也让在祷告当中让你可以啊安静下来啊。
If we angry in front of people, we might inflict harms for the people around us. But we talk to God instead. God will use the prayer to comfort us.
所以你生气的时候啊，其实也可以祷告哦。
So when we're angry, we should learn to pray.
真的，主耶稣啊，会听你说话。
And Lord Jesus will listen to you.
会让你的心安静下来。
And He will quiet us down.
有时候我们生气的时候，有时候我们不小心啊，真的气已经出去了，怎么办呢？
Sometimes we're careless to let our anger out.
你看以前保罗啊，对马可啊，那个跟他一起出去传福音，中途溜了，其实啊，他就不客气，下次这个人永不录用啊，不再用马可。
Apostle Paul used to be angry with Mark because Mark left this group and Paul will not to recruit him anymore.
但是到连岛的时候呢，保罗写信公开赞美马可。
But when Paul was getting old, Paul praised Mark.
保罗说了，这个马可在我的福音的事工上面帮助很大。
And Paul benefits our ministry.
这个其实是变相的讲说，其实我 I'm sorry 啊，我以前真的是错的。
And Paul openly praised Mark, and also he apologized to his rash words.
所以古圣徒啊，给我们留下来很多榜样，让我们来学习怎么样面对啊生气的问题。
So, the ancient saints left us very good examples to learn from how to deal with anger.
我们要慢慢的借着各种方法，把我们情绪抒发出去。
So we should try to release our anger slowly.
相信呢、啊。我们在神面前就会能够常常有一颗无愧的良心、啊哦、
So we always have a good conscience before God.
愿神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们知道怎么样面对愤怒。
So we know how to face the anger.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
466首。
466.